top stories today. State and territory governments are being asked to sign up to a sweeping review of the national electricity market at today's meeting with the federal government. The review would form the basis of an overhaul of the market to bring it up to date with modern technology. It looks like the death toll in Haiti from Hurricane Matthew has jumped sharply. Local officials are now reporting at least 261 people have died. They say that includes several dozen deaths in one coastal town on the southwestern peninsula. Rescue workers are only just starting to reach some of those areas that have been cut off. The car manufacturer Ford will end production in Australia today, putting 600 workers out of a job. The last Australian-made Ford has come off the production line at the company's Broadmeadows plant in Melbourne's north this morning. About 400 workers at that factory and another 200 in Geelong are losing their jobs. And the Socceroos remain on top of their World Cup qualifying group after a 2-2 draw with Saudi Arabia in Jeddah this morning. Australia was a goal behind after just 5 minutes, but fought back to lead 2-1 through goals on either side of half-time. The Saudis scored the equaliser in the 79th minute.